The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't have Atlanta. Underneath the street lamp. Littlefoot, Chicky, Dixie Chicken. Love this song, man. Where she cast her spell. And in that southern moonlight, she sang the song so well. If you be my Dixie Chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. Yeah. And we can walk together down in Dixie. Oh, sorry about the Dixie reference there. That's Dixie now, not Dixie in the 60s, 1860s that Roy Moore likes.
My radio friend who liked to make up dirty lyrics to songs.
Oh, Dixie too.
Has a good version of that.
I bet he does. Tony Nodier with us. Comedian Carmen.
I can't share it with you.
No. Comedian Carmen Lynch later on in the studio. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans in the house. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. You can pick up the podcast on Stitcher, iTunes. Tell Alexa that we're there too.
It was on this date in 1980. John Lennon shot and killed.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, damn.
It is. The 8th of December.
Damn. I'll come out with Imagine later on.
Howard Cosell announced the shooting during halftime of the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, he did.
Who's taller?
Lennon.
Howard Cosell or John Lennon?
Yes.
Cosell.
Lennon.
I'm going to say Lennon.
Howard Cosell.
Who's taller?
You're dead.
He goes into who's taller. Because he announced it.
He was only 40 that's years hilarious. Old, by the way. People forget Lennon was only 40 years old.
That's crazy.
John Lennon at 5'10".
Oh, that's pretty tall.
Howard Cosell at 6'1".
Yeah,
oh, Howard.
Right.
Really? Cosell is 6'1"?
Yeah, he was. Yes,
if you
he
see
was.
The pictures of him, and Ali doesn't really tower over
no,
him.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. That's how I knew that, too. I thought about him and Ali standing together.
That was my algorithm.
Yeah, using the Petey Mack method.
Yep.
That was a good one there.
And by the way, I think, in the mid-70s, Lennon visits Monday Night Football, and he's in the booth, and they're standing up, and you can see that Cosell's taller than him.
I
remember
okay.
that. Remember that? He didn't know much about American football, but he was somewhere, and he's in the booth.
That's an even better algorithm.
Yeah, when they're standing next to each other. Yeah.
Best algorithm ever.
Is when you stand next. Yeah, and they put it, and they were back to back, and somebody said, "Who's taller?" And they said, "Stocking feet only. Come on, back to back. Who's taller?" Like you do with your kids. That's how they did that. And Lennon said, "This is weird, Howard." For future, who's taller participants?
Huge fire sweeping across Southern California's Ventura County, forcing more people from their homes.
They have I was watching the news last night on CNN, and they had an overview of a neighborhood in the San Diego area. You're more familiar with this area than I am, obviously. Just whatever. They just have looks like a neighborhood where houses are nice, but they're closer together. And the overhead shot, and like one whole street, you know, houses in their backyards connecting are all just burnt to a crisp. And there's houses right near them that are not touched. Mm. It's like a tornado went through.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still burning. It was scary as hell, man.
And scattered.
Yeah.
All over the place. Yeah. The San Fernando Valley, San Diego, up in the mountains where
Not far from Gannett.
Yeah.
You know, he's just out of Pasadena.
Carmen Lynch probably. Does Carmen Lynch live out there? Or is she a New York City girl?
I do not know. I can
find out when she gets here. You know.
But I think a few porn shoots got shut down in the valley because of the fire.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of TV shows that Last Man on Earth and
Todd,
a bunch of the.
Todd's worried about the porn shoot.
Porn shoots, yeah.
Because you know what? We're going to run out of porn.
Yeah.
Well, where else are they going to shoot porn?
Exactly. Well, and done what? And I pretty much watched all of it. It says you've watched all the porn. Wait till next week.
Yeah.
We'll make more.
It's going to be a lot more. But a lot of that beautiful scenery in the background, a lot of those backyards in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay, yeah.
If you see any pool sex, that probably happened in the San Fernando Valley.
Yes, it did.
Congress is avoiding a partial shutdown of the government by passing a stopgap spending bill. I mean, now, granted, they've known this date was coming up for some time.
Yeah.
So they passed a bill so that we would have funding until December 22nd.
Yeah.
See, now there's a real need to get this done.
Yeah.
Since they had to push it back.
Way back.
Now we know it's coming.
Well, no.
We didn't know it was coming before.
No, we never do. We never do, do we?
No, we never know it's coming.
Yeah, it's on the calendar.
But now that we've got a 2-3 week notice, we'll get it done.
Yeah. It's a damn Dems.
Well, especially if you got to get home.
Yeah.
There's that. So, yeah. Food and Drug Administration sent letters to four companies warning them about unsubstantiated claims that their marijuana-derived products can combat tumors and kill cancer cells.
It's not a tumor.
The firms sell products including oils and capsules made from the CBDs, that's the part of the plant that does not cause the mind-altering effects, or the THC. The agency told the companies they cannot make claims to treat or cure a disease when a product has never been studied as a treatment.
Is there audio of Sessions dressing down one of his interns saying the guns are less dangerous than marijuana? I haven't heard the audio yet.
I haven't.
Yeah, that's the story.
Have they considered doing any studies on this matter, since that seems to be their bone of contention, that it really hasn't been studied? It's because the U.S. government won't allow a study.
Right. Well, this is the CBDs and not the THC, is more studies that can be allowed on that.
But there are independent studies, but they don't pay any attention to that.
It ain't going to happen with this administration. Hopefully in the future somebody will do it. You should put money in it. But the bottom line is guns are more dangerous than marijuana.
Well, everybody knows that.
No, not Sessions. He laughed and brushed off an intern's reference about that. Because marijuana's the devil, and I don't know anybody good that ever smoked dope.
Well, to be fair, you don't know many good people.
That's true, too. Yeah. Look at my gang. Especially my pot.
I know several of the people you know. Matter of fact, I might be them.
I am them.
In fact, I think Craig and I went to the same class to get our concealed marijuana permits.
So... Bloomberg is reporting on Depeche Mode.
That's not a sentence you hear every day.
No.
For some people who are unaware, the British synth pop group formed in 1980. They've sold 1.27 million tickets through the first 9 months of 2017, more than Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, or Bruno Mars.
They haven't toured in years, right?
Yeah. No, they always tour.
Oh, the people like that band. I wasn't a big fan back then.
They love this band.
Yeah.
In October, they became the first act to sell out four consecutive shows at the Hollywood Bowl.
Man.
They're back on the road for the second tour through Europe this year. They're going to Latin America next year.
Yeah, at least they play their instruments, you know. There's a keyboard player.
They say every time they go out and tour, they're playing to more people.
Man.
Depeche
Mode. Have they released anything? Because I don't think they've released anything since.
You are wrong again. They release stuff all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
And when they go out on tour with more and more people coming every time, they're playing their new stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're like an underground
I had
U2.
No idea.
People still love them.
Exactly. That's right. Why I brought this up.
I kind of knew they were still hot, but I don't. Like I said, they're kind of under the radar for a lot of people.
They are.
But if you're a big Depeche Mode head, you know.
Their last 7 albums have topped the charts in Germany,
at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not getting a lot of play in America, it seems.
No,
but they're doing well in America. Right. Fans love them because they have their shows at small venues. They have all these special releases. They're just down with the fans.
Yeah.
I think it was early 90s. I was out in Denver with my buddy, and we're just driving around or out in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And we see something's going on at Red
Probably
Rock.
Concealing your weed is what you were doing.
Yeah, I think that was back when you had to conceal your weed.
Right.
But we said, let's go see what's going on at Red Rocks. And we pull up to the gates. Who's playing tonight? Because, you know, you didn't have your information that you could dial up right there. Mm-hmm. And they said, it's Depeche Mode. And we said, okay, thanks.
Right.
and we went back to town.
Okay,
dude, man, you could have seen Depeche Mode.
I know. Yeah, I had no idea.
They weren't one of my favorites either. I
know
people liked them.
That was college for me, so I probably like them a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, y'all, it's totally your age.
Oh, they got songs I like.
Yeah, I don't mind some of their songs, they're songs from the late 80s, you know.
I just wasn't aware.
Mid-80s, whatever.
They were still kicking ass. Yeah.
Yes, they are. They just put out their 14th album.
Oh, man.
They say, according to Bloomberg, they embrace the new technologies like the iTunes or Spotify, inspired by the Dead, that allowed fans to make their own recordings of live shows. They've often fought their record label and publisher to leave unlicensed videos up on YouTube.
Dude.
Oh, so they let guys plug into the soundboard?
Kind of, yes. In that same kind of attitude. But I was surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, we get that, too, from time to time. People who live in this town.
Yeah.
You guys still on the air?
I'm conservative now. Yeah. I grew up. Yeah. I grew up. Yeah. I grew up. I don't party anymore, and I hate... I'm conservative now.
I have to be, because I'm a small business
man. Oh, because I'm a conservative man.
Yeah. My money's going to trickle down to me, man.
Shut up, dicks.
That's not money trickling down. If you don't mind me saying
that. You guys still doing that radio thing.
Yeah. Facebook is the number one place to work for the third year in a row, according to jobs site Glassdoor.
How many people apply to that place? Jesus.
All of them.
Yeah. Man.
And how many people do they employ? Probably fewer than you think.
I don't know, man. Is that building? You ever seen that building?
No.
It looks huge. Look, you can probably Google that. What's Facebook employ? I'm sure that...
I just see the fake one on the opening credits of Silicon Valley.
Right.
23,165 employees as of first of the year.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Is that worldwide? They have little...
One assumes.
Offices worldwide?
I don't know.
Or is it just in the Silicon Valley headquarters?
Right. Yeah. Number two, is no surprise, Bain & Company.
Who's that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is the guy from Batman? Bad guy in Batman owns a company?
It's a consulting firm. I don't know.
Yeah. So at Facebook, do they have, like, if everybody rides your 10 speeds down the hallway?
Yeah.
That's that kind of workplace, right?
I don't
know. Cool place.
Yeah. No. They got their little scooter things like Thomas Middleditch in those Verizon commercials.
Right.
Scooting around on whatever the hell that is.
Yeah. In-N-Out Burger takes number 4. At number 19, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, the Mormons employ.
Yeah, the 19th best place to work in the United States.
Really? LDS? I mean, there's no alcohol party at those parties, though.
Well, at least one employee says the dress code's a little outdated there.
Right, yeah. They wear their special underwear, right?
And they will insure all your wives.
Right.
Yeah. That's why it's a good place to work.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Name your spouses.
Right. A lot of places you'll say.
List your spouses.
Listen, can I get all 4 of my wives on this insurance policy? And they'll say, no.
Not all the LDS likes polygamy, but most of them do.
No, it's the other way around.
I'm sorry.
We get all of our information from Big Love.
Yes,
they
we
all
do.
Like
yeah.
it.
They did.
Yeah.
How many people do the Latter-day Saints employ? Do you have a number?
No, I do not.
No.
I don't. British researchers say that weight loss can reverse type 2 diabetes.
I've always heard that.
I thought I had heard that as well.
I've always heard if you lost weight, you can also not be diabetic, if that's the kind of diabetes you have, right?
Yeah, apparently so.
the fat guy, the fat person.
Right. I understand, though, weight loss prevents a lot of things that set you back while you're fat.
Well,
yeah, if affliction involves being fat, weight loss helps a lot.
Yes, it does, but it does. But then again, things don't just necessarily go away.
And the wheezing.
True. But I think the they're saying goes that
away. We have a guy. We our guy. I don't know what the character is called. I think he's just fat guy.
He's fat guy.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Or beast.
I think he's just called Lettuce.
Fat. Yeah, let's just call it. Yeah, right. That's the name of that character, Lettuce. We need a name for that character. Yeah. I love that Lettuce.
Do we, though?
Probably not.
Do we, though?
Whatever. I like we have a character called Lettuce, and it's a fat person.
Yeah.
It's not PC, but it works.
And
it's
Lettuce.
We want people to lose weight, man.
Right. Well, Lettuce doesn't like Lettuce, right?
No, but one of the
look at LD. LD dropped. What'd you end up dropping?
45 pounds.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Yeah, you look great.
Not this week, though.
Gained back five of it.
I've been drinking since Sunday.
Oh, good.
Oh, the whole week drinking thing? Yeah. I fell into that I think back in October I was drinking more.
I started noon on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It hasn't stopped.
I'm going to dry out tomorrow.
Oh, you were in Philly all week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So you're actually...
And the company paid for a lot of beer.
You're working on the road, so why not drink?
Bitcoin... down to less than $15,000.
So one of the
or maybe up to 16 or something.
Met a great lady last night who loves the show. Big big fan girl of the show. Guitar news from Craig Evans. Her husband, big fan too. He's drives a armored truck, and he said, "Tell Tyler that I deliver Bitcoin."
And for a second,
I bought it like an idiot.
You said, "Really? Oh, wait a minute."
LD, what's your Bitcoin worth?
$10.85.
And what'd you buy?
Five.
I bought $5 worth.
$5 worth.
And that was a 99-cent transaction fee, so I started with $4 and a penny.
So that is how long since you bought it?
Couple months. 6 weeks.
Month and a half.
Six weeks. Yeah. So you're right. Somebody put $10,000.
They would have $25,000.
Just real cash money. I'm with you, Craig. I don't want. But now
I got nothing.
I should have jumped on the LD because even he only put $5 in. You should have put $100.
Yeah.
Well, now you can
you
say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody says that. Oh,
no, I'm not saying 10,000.
10 years ago, I should have bought some Facebook stock.
No, I'm saying, are you bumming? Because you had $100 you could have blown.
Yes.
You just didn't think. You wanted
account,
to test it out.
Yeah, I opened the account sitting here.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm
$5 in it.
Right.
But yeah, $100 would have made it.
Yeah, I'm not saying $10,000. I'm saying you had $100 to blow.
Yeah, I have $100.
Right, and we all did back. We had $100 to blow back then, 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago. Yeah.
Even at the beginning of the year. A year ago.
I know Todd's right. I'm not saying everybody says that. But in this situation, LD was just testing it to see what happened. And he only threw $5 in just so we could all talk about it.
Well,
but like I said, he had $100 he could have put in there.
And I watched it every couple of days, or I'm like, if it drops back down, I'll buy some more, and maybe buy $100 worth. But
cash it out. It's not dropping, right?
No.
Yeah. Real gunslinger would have put $10,000 down.
Well, I don't have.
Well, nobody has.
He's not a real gunslinger.
Apparently not.
Plus you need $10,000.
Right. He's just kind of dipping
grand,
his toe
I would be
in
making
to see
car
what's
payments.
Up.
Yeah, if you have $10,000, you're afraid of losing $10,000. You're not afraid of losing $100. Most people are.
Or five.
This is my favorite
definitely
part of
five not losing.
Or five, exactly.
When we do financial news on the show.
Our financial news on the show.
Yeah, this is my favorite part.
Nobody has any money?
Investing in hindsight. Yeah. You know, if I had $100,000 back in 61, I'd have bought the Vikings.
Yeah.
You should have done that.
I didn't say
an
that.
An NFL team
said
would have been
bucks.
A good investment.
Yeah. Just for the
actually,
sake.
That'd be a funny show.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah. You know what you should have done is bought some Berkshire Hathaway back in 55.
When it was 20 cents, yeah.
No question. And three teens in Illinois tried to rob a store. Two girls and a boy went into the business earlier this week with a toy gun, but it fell apart while they were using it. It just broke.
You forget.
They were in there demanding money. The clerk said, just leave. Yeah.
And if a toy gun, sometimes a real gun kills you then.
Yeah.
If you carry around a toy gun.
But the plastic piece is apparently just shattered. The store clerk said, just leave. And so they grabbed a couple of handfuls of lollipops on the way out. You'll take these.
I'll show you. and the gum was neon green.
Yeah. And squirted water.
Said, and nerf. Broken.
Yeah. I got these for free.
Don't play with me.
Right.
I'm taking something.
Still considered.
Lollipop.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That was still, in their eyes, a successful robbery.
Freaking lollipop.
Good job. You got some free lollipop.
You let that 10 bucks ride, LD?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.